This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty you cannot believe. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. There is emerging something they refer to as gun culture 2.0. And if there has to be a point of the spear that would be in front of gun culture 2.0, it would be my next guest. Yeah, plus the fact that he has two of the most dependable young people, Anton and Janine, working for him. But they, if you're listening, kids, if I can ever afford to hire you away, I probably will. I'm joined again for the first time in quite a while by Maj Teray of Black Guns Matter. Good evening, sir. Have we got Maj? Maj? Do we have the guest? I'm just talking to myself. Well, let's see what. Let me tell you a little bit about Black Guns Matter while we're waiting to see what is up. Black Guns Matter is a mission. They're on a mission to educate urban communities on their Second Amendment right and responsibility through firearm training and education. Are you there, Andy? Live radio, you have got to love it. All right, we're going to do a little shift here, if everybody would be okay with this. We're trying to, I presume we're trying to get Maj Teray of Black Guns Matter somehow, some way. But this thing with Rock River Arms, this was all brought about by one entity. I'm going to name them tomorrow. The fact that the entity exists and the way they exist, that's going to come out tomorrow, too. The entity is very opportunistic. They specialize in getting mileage out of making other people look bad, which is a tactic used by the left. That's the part that bothers me the most. They're using a tactic employed by the left. And they're using another tactic straight out of Alinsky's little book. And that's a problem. That's a huge problem. So all that notwithstanding, this ends now. If I can help it end, I'm going to help it end. Because there's so many little things interwoven into this. If this was a fabric, this would stop rounds. Have we got Maj now?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Have you been hearing me the whole time?
just for a quick second.
Okay. I was just continuing on with the other guest that we are, talking about the stuff with that the other guest brought up. But joined now by Maisha Ray of Black Guns Matter. First things first, it was great to meet you at the NRA meeting.
Sure, same here. I appreciate it.
Second thing, Anton is the steadiest young man I've ever seen with a camera. I mean, I looked at the film that he did of us, and I mean, I don't know if you heard this, but if I can ever afford to hire Janine and Anton away, you best be watching it, because I may be...
For sure. Yeah, they're definitely star players. I mean, they're on the all-star team every time we go to any city, for sure. They're a lot better at helping than I am with the job. They actually help. They say you're supposed to surround yourself with people that are better than you, and those team members are definitely better than me. They make me better. They make me want to get more focused, you know, so for sure, shouts to them.
Now, when I met Maisha, I need to point this out. When I met him, I told him, I said, listen, I want to come across as a fat, bald, aging OG and act like this, and I want you to look at me like I'm crazy. Because that's really sort of the encapsulation of what you do. You're not really concerned with stereotypes or prototypes or any other sort of type. You want to go in there, you've got one message, you spread it across anywhere it is with anybody in an urban area, no matter what they look like, no matter where they come from, no matter what they speak. You're trying to spread Second Amendment. Is that about right?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that there's a power in respecting each other's individualities and culture without judging it negative, understanding it, and still finding the commonality. For me, the Second Amendment does that, because I don't care what your cultural values are. You know, if you're Islamic, if you're Christian, if you're Jewish, if you're Hindu, if you're whatever your value system is throughout human history, you need the right or the means to defend those value systems. So that is the commonality as far as Americans go. So to me, we in an urban area, there is, you know, it's a melting pot for the most part, and especially in a city like Philadelphia, where I'm from. So, you know, I want everyone to be able to exercise their human right, their God-given right to, you know, to defend what they believe in. And so balancing that out and respecting culture, as opposed to trying to make everyone fit one homogenized culture and then saying, okay, now you can have exercise in the Second Amendment. I think it's more powerful to do that, because that's a truer reflection of what America represents.
What kind of a reception do you get when you show up there? I mean, listen, folks, I learned a long time ago, and I learned this in the car industry. You don't ever judge a book by its cover, but when Maisha walks up, you look like an athlete. Like a young athlete. I don't even know how old you are, but you still have the look. And that lasts about as long as until you start talking, and then something begins to click that there's more here that meets the eye. What kind of a reception do you get when you go into a place where you've never been before?
If it's an urban area, I get a great reception, because the hood, because I fit in to a certain extent. When people, magnified when we have conversation and people can relate. So that's magnified. For the most part, everywhere I go, when a conversation happens, you know, there was a response, you know, depending on the room that I'm in too, because if the room is very closed-minded, you know, there's going to be a little bit of static, because I'm going to present things that's going to challenge the belief system, you know. But when it's an open-minded room, and, you know, when we're pushing what we're doing across the country in the 50-state tour, we don't get any pushback. I just did a video on one of my friends, Baraka. He has a show, his YouTube is, I think, MASF. But anyway, I did a show yesterday, and somebody asked me that. I was like, yo, where are you getting the most pushback from? And ironically, I'm getting it the most from guys that claim to be Second Amendment guys, because, you know, of the speed and trajectory that we're on and we're using. But for the most part, outside of that, newbies, people that have never been a part of the gun community, people that have never, you know, fired a gun that are coming out to learn in cities that we just went to for the first time, we get an amazing reception. It's amazing. I mean, I would not dare complain, because I could be dealing with so many other things in life. And if these are the only uphill battles that I'm going to rumble in building something that's going to benefit, you know, American citizens all across the country, why would I ever fix my face to complain? So, yeah, we're getting received very well.
When we come back, we're going into the first break here. When we come back, I want to ask you about some of the things you have to work to try to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because you're doing it, and you're doing it successfully. You can find them at officialblackgunsmatter.com. They have a chance. There you have a chance to donate. We'll be right back. My guest is Maisha Ray. This is Lock and Load. combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
From the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. We'll get to that later on. I have an abbreviated time, so we need to optimize it. My guest this hour is Maj Touré. He is the head and founder of Black Guns Matter, he is a solutionary hip-hop artist who turned Second Amendment activist from North Philadelphia. That's as far as I'm going to take that. I don't want to start singing to you or anything. I'm sure that happens. Does that ever happen to you? Does anybody try to go Fresh Prince of Bel-Air on you or anything?
Yeah, Occasionally. I'm very open to their musical talent or its capabilities, but it occasionally happens.
I'd like to think that you and I exist in a world of mutual respect, and if I sing to you, that's going to change. So I shall not be doing that. When you go in someplace and you're going in someplace new, you're really, it's not so much about black, white, all this other stuff, because you see sort of past that. You have to deal with a misinformation wall, don't you? I mean, you have to punch through that. How do you do that?
You do it by, one, staying in a space where you kind of can't get boxed in. It's very difficult to box me in. Like you said, on first glance, okay, this guy might be an athlete. Okay, why are these cameras following him? Oh, he must be an athlete. Oh, well, he's got a bunch of tattoos. Maybe he's a musician. No, he's not a rock star. Oh, he's a Second Amendment guy. Oh, he's not saying F the police. He's not saying, F white people. Okay, I'm a holistic person. So the first way to do that is to be holistic and not be boxed in. The second thing is your highest alignment should be to the truth, regardless, you know, and the truth and regardless of what side that you're on. So you have to call it up the middle. So if your friends and your community are doing the wrong thing, you got to call them out. If your law enforcement is and one of your partners or guys in your precinct is doing horrible things, you got to call them out, you know. And so by maintaining that balance, you're going to get love and support from both sides. And that love and support is what catapults us as well as allows people to go, okay, I want to listen to what they're talking about. I want to at least give their program an opportunity. That's all we need. We just need the opportunity for you to be objective and open-minded. So by not being defensive, we don't trigger people's defenses. And they're more willing to listen to us, and that's how we break that wall of ignorance. Because the information is going to be sound. The information that, you know, the gun community and the safety and training and all of that, that's been sound before I existed. It's just the misinformation and the matrix has been, you know, hitting people so long that they never received the information. So like Gandhi said, you know, you got to be the change you wish to see in the world. You know, so that's really how we've been able to approach it from a perspective and not so much leaning so much on firearms. We understand what the Second Amendment is about, but this is more about a holistic approach to civics, civilian responsibility, you know, respect for tools, all of these different types of things. That's more of what this position in our organization is about. I think that's the part that was missing, and a lot of people from urban demographics are relating to that because they see we're about education, safety, and training. You know, so that's really how we've been able to conquer that wall, you know, really quickly.
Well, I mean, you talk civics. I mean, education in the urban area is an issue, isn't it, or lack of it? And I'm just talking about across the board. So, I mean, when you go into an area like that, this is not just you going out saying, listen, it's okay to own guns and nobody's going to hate you for owning guns. It's a little more, there's a little more to it than, you know, you're stating. I mean, it's actually a little more daunting. When you go into these places, does that sort of become a genesis for any sort of longer term change?
Yes. Perfect example. In 2016, we did most of our work in Philly, out of all of the cities that we went to. And when the stats came back for 2016, the crime rate in Philadelphia was lowest as it's been since 1979. Those are the areas that we can implement change. And I would like to think that we had a little small something to do with that because we're approaching it from such a holistic perspective. So then you're talking about replicating that, and then you start to see short and long-term change. When you have people that understand that we're creating a culture of information. There's a culture of deterring crime because most of these homes now have legal, responsible firearm-trained firearm owners. You know, it creates the bad guy isn't going in there. He's not doing the same thing. It's a deterrent. So, yeah, by making it more about that, and when you put somebody on that type of path, they change in a lot of other different areas because they change. They understand the importance of civics. They understand the importance of firearm knowledge. They understand the importance of the law, knowing the legalities of the law. They understand the importance of becoming politically active to overturn the laws that are unjust, because a lot of them on the books are. The laws that are unconstitutional. In essence, you're building communities and creating better, stronger citizens. That's why we're making the progress, and that's why the urban areas that we're dealing with, for the most part, are receiving it, because there's some information that they've been starving for, but they didn't know where to go get it. And definitely nobody showed up in their city at their door with hundreds of people and trainers and lawyers to give it to them. I mean, it's a layup if you do it right, you know. So, for the people that come and the trainers and the lawyers, you know, we're going to generate energy, which is good for business, which is good for the tax base, which is good for schools, which is good for all of these things. So there's no way to deny what we're talking about. Only way you would deny is if you have a fear of firearms. But that fear does not change the reality of the facts of the matter. You know, the facts of the matter are more responsible firearm owners are safer, more law-abiding, and there's less crime. The stats have been showing that. Crime is down 22% over the last however long. You know, so creating the understanding removes the fear. And that fear being removed creates a space where now, okay, hey, I know you don't know anything about a firearm. Come to the class. I'm not talking to you like I know everything about firearms. And you feel, you know, downtrodden or like I'm talking down on you. So because of that, now you come to the range, the entire I have realigned your entire perception. What we're talking about is practicing inception on the masses to get them towards the freedom as they are supposed to have. But the other side has been telling them the opposite for a very long time. So it's extremely psychological, it's military scientific, and it's really is re-engineering the psychological warfare that's been practiced on American citizens.
That's one of the most in-depth answers I've ever gotten, but it's exactly what I wanted to hear. We're coming up on the next break. When we get back, and I want you to be thinking about this, I would think one of your target demographics that you'd be looking to talk to would be young people. I want us to talk about how you get to them when we get back. OfficialBlackGunsMatter.com. They have a donate button. They have a store. And for those people like me who used to be an operator 35 years ago or 25 years ago, whatever, it doesn't matter. They have sizes in their store that will fit us too. So I'm going to be getting me a Black Guns Matter hoodie. Thank you for that one, Maj. I'll be getting me one of those. So I like to think of that as a real man size, by the way.
You know, no doubt.
Unfortunately, real big man size, but that's beside the point. When we get back, we're going to be talking to one of the most influential young Second Amendment advocates in the United States, Maj Teresa Moore. Official BlackGunsMatter.com. This is Lock and Load. What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. My guest this hour from Black Guns Matter is Maj Touré. Let me ask you a question. When these anti-gun types come out, they're talking about children that get killed, and they conflate the data to where they're including gang members.
Mm-hmm.
And they're using these gang members as a way to... They're standing on their dead backs.
Mm-hmm.
And they're using this as a means to try to restrict them more, while at the same time they do nothing to try to keep them from becoming a gang member, which is a very deep subject.
Mm-hmm.
When you go into one of these areas, you have to deal with unwinding some stuff, don't you, in some cases, with some of these kids. When how do you get to these kids to speak to them?
Well, for one, I understand that a lot of gang culture is mystified and manipulated through the media. I also understand that a lot of gangs are created because a lot of those, you know, younger people don't have family members, and they're looking to each other for a sense of family. Sometimes they've been, you know, misdirected by older guys or whoever that aren't, you know, aren't really about community. But I know that blood, you know, was created for, blood stands for brotherly love, overcoming oppressive domination. I know that CRIP stands for community restoration and progress. I know the origin of those things, and I know how, you know, some of the spins have happened. So because of that, I don't negatively judge those guys at all. I understand their conditions. I try to create a space where, you know, we can communicate and we can figure out areas that we can work together. So that's the first thing, how we're able to reach them, because we're not judging them. And a lot of times when I go to those places, I don't really talk to them. I listen and hear them, you know, especially younger guys and younger girls, you know, that's the first step. The other thing is, see how the media utilizes that. You know, you haven't addressed the social conditions. You haven't addressed the fact that you took civics and economics and shop and trades out of the school. You haven't addressed all of these different things. You know, and not to say that you have to, but to villainize these young people who are making dumb decisions like most teenagers do, and then at the same time, politicians are damn near throwing money at each other. You know, it's like, okay, that's a blaring contradiction, and the young people going to get hurt in that. So because of that, I understand it from a different perspective. I also understand individual accountability, too. So I'm not giving young people a pass just because they're young in a social condition, but you cannot address one without the other. Or you can, but it's lopsided. So that's the first step. They understand that I ain't judging them. I'm two inches away from them. I just made certain different choices a little bit different. That could have still been me. You know, so that's the first thing. The other thing is, when you give them a certain understanding of firearms, when you deal with safety and training, when you show them that, hey, man, what you're doing with that Draco ain't really the best thing for you, you know, and you're shooting horribly. Now, some people say, are you teaching gang members how to shoot better? Well, for one, yes, because I don't want an innocent bystander, somebody's child, to get hit. If you decide to play in that world, please at least... If you're playing the drug game and all of that, stop hitting innocent people. So, yes, I'm going to be the one that says, yes, I would like a certain. If you want to shoot that guy and that guy wants to shoot you, shoot your target. That's what y'all want to do. You know what game you're playing. So that's one. Two, the other part to that is that people conveniently leave out is a lot of times when you put people on the path of firearm safety and training, again, it changes so much of their perspective of life. When I can say to somebody even something as simple as, listen, man, okay, I get it. You think you're a shooter. No doubt. Everybody can pull a trick. However, see, this is my friend right here. He's 45 years old. And, my friends that came home, my rap friends, he was there since they were 18. He's never even been with a woman before in his life. And I can show you that this is what you might be dealing with if things don't go the way that TV told you it's going to go. You're not just going to shoot the guy up. You're going to get away. It doesn't always go that way. But they're open to that. One, again, because I'm not judging them. Two, we show them practical things, even if it's just a shooting. Even if it's just a shooting, you're going to look at $50,000 in legal fees and or bail money and time. Let it be a homicide. You know, it might not even be no bail for that. So some of those things are just sobering truths that a lot of these young guys don't know. And I'm not afraid to go to the community and talk to them about it because it's my community. So that's how we're reaching them, and that's how... You know, even if we disagree on certain, I'm not expecting them to throw their flag down. That's been their community for however long. But I can reach them and, hey, man, if you can't do this, can you at least do this? Hey, man, can you? And they're glad to do that because I'm not coming through telling them that I'm better than them. It's very simple. I think in the Second Amendment community, for the same pushback that I'm getting, a lot of these guys, their egos are so outrageous because they know so much about firearms that they forget that everyone, A, doesn't know all of that about firearms, and B, some people don't care. They got the gun. They don't care. If you run up on them, they'll kill you. There's nothing else to it. They're not even thinking about the safety and training aspect. So you're trying to tell these guys how they should be thinking, but you're not listening to their life. You're not understanding their perspective. And it's a turnoff, you know. So those guys have been doing that, and that's how they've been trainers, but they have not been a community outreachers. Because they judge in the community, and you know, and that's just not what we do.
Is this just the way you are naturally, Maj? Is this just you? Is this just the way you are?
Yeah, I mean, I've experienced a lot of pain. It's called growing pains. It's not called growing chilling. You know what I mean? So yeah. Those pains, yeah, and understandings of observation from different perspectives. I just go, okay, cool. And I've just noticed certain stuff. I mean, from selling tree to understanding people to getting in fights to understand a different perspective to trying to hear law enforcement's perspective. I'm just an objective dude. I'm just really objective. I'm strapped, so ain't nobody's position going to change mine, and there's nothing that anybody can do to me. I'm strapped, so there's nothing that you can do to me. You can go offensive, I can defend myself, but I can hear you. That level of confidence is the type of confidence that is in me, but that's the confidence that sometimes people don't want the general public, especially young people, to have. I have it because I understand at the end of the day, you can disagree with me, but you can't do nothing to me. We can disagree and we can talk about it, you know. In my other life, you know, in a situation in other parts of life where your life is actually at stake, these people will come kill you. In this world, people just disagreeing and not wanting to hear or listening, disagreeing and listening, that's nothing to me. This is easy. So, you know, I've had life, real life consequences in my life experience. You know, so these things are cakewalks. You know, so yes, it is me, but based on a lot of pain and that came over time, you know, so, and I understand that. And I don't pass pain. It's not ping pong with pain with me. I understand the people that are going through that same pain. So I go, hey man, come to the class. You know how people want to get, you know, they, for example, I hate getting to a place late. And I remember one time I missed a flight for like 2 minutes and the door was closed and they sat there on the tarmac still for another 20 minutes. And that lady could have just opened the door and let me in. In my classes, you know, it's like, yo, you didn't register. Oh, you came a little late, or you still decided to show up even though you didn't register. Okay, you might have to stand up, but yeah, come on in. You know, this is how we can help. We are generally in a space where we have to build community, and that sounds like such a cliche thing to do to say, but it actually is the solution. And to me, as the leader, one, I'm going to get followed, and the example that I set has to be one of objectivity, of owning my old mistakes, not trying to pretend like, you know, I'm something that I'm not, and understanding where people actually are right now. So, yes, this is 100%.
You sort of, I've often made this statement that the modern, today's 21st century man has to be a modern pacifist, which a true pacifist has the capacity to destroy or to be peaceful. But he has mm-hmm. those options, and mm-hmm. you know, it's, you know, sort of Shaolin monk kind of thing and everything. But that's the way you sort of impressed me. But we got one more segment coming up. Black Guns Matter, official blackgunsmatter.com. Go check them out. Give them a donation. Buy a sweatshirt. Do something. Help this movement. We'll be right back. My guest is Maj Ture. This is Lock and Load.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. Joined this hour by Maj Teray of Black Guns Matter. Sounded like you were having a party there. Is it too late to get there?
I stepped into a grocery store real quick, but I'm stepping out. Go ahead.
Okay. The NRA meetup.
Yeah.
Is Black America starting to come to these a little more readily?
Absolutely. I mean, that's part of the reason, you know, not even just the NRA, the USCCA, Second Amendment Foundation, the state organizations, COM2A, I spoke at the Arizona State Rifle and Pistol Association last week, you know, a few days after the Atlanta. Yes, because one, it's not out of fear. It's not out of, oh my goodness, there's a new president. I mean, it's not a, oh, they're coming to take your guns. It's none of that. It's, people are becoming more aware. We got smartphones. You know what I mean? You can't, the policies in certain areas are not being received the same way anymore because people are catching on to the tricks. They're waking up. So for sure, not even just the Black community, all urban communities. I mean, my wife friends that were in the same outside as me are like, yo, man, I think I should get a license to carry. They dress just like me. They talk just like me. They're from that demographic. It's cultural. So because of that, you know, they're getting up, they're waking up a little bit, and they're going, yeah, I think I want to exercise my human right. I don't want somebody to tell me what I can do to defend the things that I believe in. So absolutely, people are waking up.
You did go to Arizona. You were out there with the Todds, right, with Cheryl and Dan?
Yeah.
Now, when I remember during the ascendancy of the Tea Party, and I knew a great many Black conservatives, and when I would bring them to speak at a group, it would be like the relief was palatable when the rest of America that maybe doesn't know that you exist or doesn't know who Ken Blanchard is or doesn't know who Rick Hector is, when they meet you and they hear you and they see what you're pushing and they take in the gospel that you're teaching and everything else. What are you met with? I mean, is it relief? Is it vindication? Is everybody happy to know that they were right? Or how does that work?
It's a little mixture of all of those things. For me, it's a little different, too, because I'm younger and I don't put on airs. I talk just like I talk in the hood everywhere I go. You know, and so they're like, wow, there's an urban edge to me that they haven't seen. Ken is solid. Corleone Noir is solid. These guys are professionals. I have a little bit more edge to me, which is why I'm able to relate to the hood a little bit more. They're a little bit baffled at times because my understanding of history in regards to the Second Amendment and in regards to a lot of different stuff, and to be able to translate it and communicate it in a way that is good for both sides, good for a very well-read person, and it's understood and palpable for a non-read person, you know? So that's usually the thing that they, like, are impressed upon the most. And they're like, yo, how can we help? Because we, you know, and they're very honest about it. We cannot reach your demographic, not even for marketing purposes, just for, you know, please, we need more hands on this side of the tug of war, you know? And so they go, listen, it doesn't have to be me. How can we help? How can we support? You know, a few, you know, like the Tides did, they brought us out. They sponsored that city. They sponsored Phoenix/Avondale. That was their, you know, that was their event, you know, that we came out to. So a lot of those, you know, companies and parties and things like that, they go, hey, how can we sponsor a city? You know, we give them, you know, the website information and everything. And that's where it's going now, because everybody sees what I represent. I represent the gateway, and I'm not saying this in an arrogant sense. I represent the gateway to maybe 50 million people that have been fleeced that can be so great for America. We can create jobs. You mentioned Rick Ector. I was in Detroit. Rick taught at one of our events, and two of them, actually. We did Detroit and Grand Rapids. Rick taught the firearms portion of it. The thing to that is there's no gun ranges in Detroit. All of these abandoned factories, are you kidding me? You know how many jobs we could create, even if we're not talking about manufacturing firearms. Let's talk about manufacturing holsters. Let's talk about accessories first, and let's see how that goes. We can do the same thing with firearms and dilapidated urban economies that Denver did with, or Colorado did with marijuana. We can do the same thing. There will not, leave it up to me, there will not be an abandoned factory in sight, because we're going to repurpose all of those things and make them productive. This can truly make America great. And I mean, what other tool could, what could be more fitting than a firearm, the thing that America was founded upon, you know? So, yeah, I that's the type of response that we get. And that's, you know, these are the things that, the direction that we're going with, you know, Black Guns Matter, and making sure that everyone understands that you can be blue collar. You can be a hardworking guy that likes football and chilling and having a beer. You don't have to be this red college educated guy. You know, you don't have to be to participate in your own liberties, you know.
Don't have to be black either. Hispanic, no, Asian, no. Asian, Caucasian, bald and fat. Could I, you let me in? is this going to be a big year for you? 2017, is that going to be a big year for you?
Yeah, this year is going to be legendary. I'm opening the store in a couple of weeks. This is going to be legendary.
Well, I mean, it's going to
be legendary.
I mean, what, you were in Atlanta on Saturday, the following Saturday you were in Arizona, and are you back home this week?
Yeah, I'm going to be here for a couple more days. I'm going to eat some food. I'm going to, you know, spend some time with my fam, my friends. I'm going to hit the gym. You know, I'm going to try to work something out with a few gun ranges, you know, and do some urban outreach in that sense. I'm putting other people on that, you know, I'm funneling them up the New War show and things like that. So it's too late. The floodgates are open. You cannot plug back into the matrix. And we just running around. We're going to continue to just wake everybody up and unplug and wake them up, you know, and, that's what we're going to do. I mean,
you got any time? You coming to South Carolina for anything? We ought to get together and do a little training.
Okay, I'm with it. Yeah, I know. I don't know exactly when the date is for South Carolina, but we coming there. We coming. Currently, we on a 50-state tour. We're going to every single state in America. It started as a 13-city tour. We ran through that. You know, again, thanks to everybody that supported the GoFundMe page, GoFundMe.com/Black Guns Matter. We initially had a $25,000 goal. We ran through that. I think we're about at $40,000 now. We raised the goal up to $150,000 so we can do every single state in America. That's what my 2017, beginning of 2018 is going to look like. Hitting every single state in America at least once and communicating with the people.
And I guess you're going there to unplug people, yeah?
Yep.
Take them out of the matrix.
Exactly.
Well, by the way, just out of curiosity, what kind of a gun do you like to carry?
Oh, Glock 19.
Glock 19?
Yep.
That's what Kobe Owen is carrying now, right?
Yep, reliable. His, well, his is a lot more, has a lot more.
He's got an agency gun. Has he got an agency?
Yeah, he got an agency. His barrel's gold. His is a whole other thing.
Well, we you and I need to have a little chat, and, you know, I, no promises, but, you know, it's worth exploring anyway. So when you get a moment.
No doubt.
I'll tell Janine to get you to give me a buzz, and we'll have that discussion and everything.
For sure.
The official Black Guns Matter. He's coming to your state. He's coming to reach the people that... I'm being asked, how do they find the schedule? Go to officialblackgunsmatter.com. Will the schedule be up there?
Yeah, the states are on there, as well as on the GoFundMe page. And you can get to everything from the official website. The thing is, we plan our states, you know, because sometimes things happen, and we say, okay, we need to go here next. Like, I want to do Cleveland after the tragedy over there. I want to do Ohio immediately, you know. So sometimes it fluctuates a little bit, but we definitely, as of 3 weeks to a month ahead, we let everybody know which, you know, what are the new two cities that we're coming to.
Outstanding. All right. It was good to have you on. I'm going to get in touch with Janine. Tell Janine to expect a call from me. I got to talk to her anyway because she told me she wanted this this audio, so we'll do that. You keep doing what you do. And I'll be checking out to see when you come into South Carolina, and I'll circle back to you, and we'll go out there and do a little festive bullet launching.
Cool. I'm with it. I appreciate you for having me.
Yes, sir. Master Ray of Black Guns Matter, official blackgunsthatmatter.com. It is a cause worth following because it benefits all of us in these United States. Coming up on hour number three, things are about to change because we're going to have to do something a little bit different, but we'll do it a little bit different when we get back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.